We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, I have feelings. That is uncalled for, overrated, underrated, properly rated. Go ahead. What's your cheap shot?
No, I just say, did you see the guy who did that voiceover just come down the stairways a few minutes ago? The coolest guy in the state, and it's not close right now. If you can find me somebody who's got more cool factor than Remy Maxwell.
No, Remy is the best. Can we have the ramp-off contest?
We're going to have a ramp-off again.
I mean, do you think the producer
you know, I'd
could
like
get
to get involved?
Schedule?
Can we do a three-way ramp contest?
You love three-ways.
What you do on your own time is really none of
because
our
business. I got a contestant who I think would probably better than me, but I think would challenge Remy.
You were ready to say beat Remy.
Could be.
Okay, who?
Steve Simpson.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I've got $20 in my wallet because that's whatever you want to bet. I'm going to take Remy to
really?
Beat Steve. And I love Steve. I mean, Indiana would be great to have a news guy like Steve Simpson
wouldn't
on
it,
this
though?
Show.
I mean, somebody who had qualifications.
Incredible.
If we can have, like, not just, you know, Remy can
pick. I'll be the judge.
Remy can pick his own music. Steve can pick his own music. Like genre, not the specific songs.
Okay.
Genre,
all right.
Yes.
What's Steve going to pick? Lawrence Welk? Yes. I mean,
I think he's going. He's coming to the party with probably some yacht rock, maybe. And
you think?
I think
Steve Simpson
would go toe to toe.
Oh,
wow!
You should
hear him on the number one rated WCCO Morning News from 5 to 6 with Steve Simpson.
I have heard him.
I
don't appreciate the fact that you said I don't listen. I never listened to Embargo the
think
News.
I said that. I said,
you should hear.
You should hear.
Which implies that he has not heard.
Yes,
well, sometimes,
exactly.
It's not every day, but he'll talk up a ramp on that show, and it's a masterpiece.
It's a thing of beauty.
Hang it in the Louvre.
Tiger at Pebble in 2000 or Steve Simpson walking it up to the ramp. What do you got?
Flip a coin.
Okay.
Who am I to say?
Oh, my.
Boy. Tony Bennett. Still going strong.
That got a snort laugh. Oh, my goodness.
So good. Whatever amount of money to any charity
really?
Or to anything you want, I got Remy.
I'll take
you,
Steve.
You got double S. Okay. Who's going first here in overrated, underrated, properly rated? What is the order?
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Let's go Dan second, then you can bring up the caboose.
The caboose? God. What do you think of my caboose? Take a look.
No. I'm not looking.
No.
No. God, yuck. All right, here we go.
What I hear.
Properly rated. I'll get the ones that I teased earlier.
Apparently Steve Simpson, underrated.
Steve Simpson, underrated as a DJ. I'm going to put that on the end.
Multiple skills.
Wild hockey games properly rated. Back at the X yesterday since the pandemic. Craig Zeeb, who's a great friend of ours.
Yes.
You know Craig.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, Craig.
He had great seats.
Thanks a lot. I'd rather get the invite to the Big H, I got to be honest.
To the Big H? Mm-hmm. What's that? Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'll settle for those invites.
He had a very funny story about an invite to the Big H for the former professional athlete in town that was fantastic yesterday that I'll share with
can
you.
I just, can I just – are you willing to say the name of the athlete?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, I can't do it.
Give some clues.
I'll just say
this was a pompous young
no,
man?
Not – no pomposity involved at all.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's your clue.
Igor Rakosevich.
Luke Longley.
Okay.
But it's good. Obviously, it's great when you have great seats.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, second row corner.
We get it. They were good.
Two-time attacking end.
We can't live like you, Adam.
But it was great. The atmosphere, obviously, it's fun to watch when they're playing well. And you're right, the Hartman kid.
Woo! What a signing. Yeah. And by the way, he took a pay cut.
Amazing.
3 years, $1.7 million. You think that's worked out?
Yep.
Best signing in Minnesota sports last 5 years, him.
Wow.
Go with that?
That's high praise.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my properly rated. Properly rated, young teenager mood swings. I'm not going to get into the personal life of my daughter this morning, but I was getting them up for school.
I think you are.
And she accused her younger sister of slow rolling her getting ready for school on purpose so that her older sister would be late for school. And it was a very tense morning to get those two in the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she accused Siggy of being slow on
intentionally.
Purpose. Intentionally being slow to get ready for school to make her late for school.
Was Siggy. Do you think she was? Think she was doing
I
that?
Wouldn't put it past her. That kid's got a little, she's got a little
bit of you in her, right?
Oh, yeah. She's good. The comedy for sure already.
Oh, okay.
She's a high-level comedian. Exactly. I mean, she's just a chip off the
like
old
Dave
block.
Chappelle. Yes.
I'm already signing her to some gigs. We got some gigs coming
up. She's at the Funny Bone this
week. Funny Bone, the Knuckleheads.
Okay.
So that.
Oh, yeah. See, my boys, 17 months apart.
Yeah.
Those days. Oh.
Woo. Oh, yeah. Because they've been the best of friends so far, and now the cracks are starting to show in that friendship. Overrated, again, the ease to get the vaccine booster. You know, I can't get one until Friday, and people are saying, wow, you got in on Friday to get one.
I am. Seriously, what is curb breaking out here all of a sudden? Friday's the day I'm shooting for. I had no issues, none, zilch, with my two vaccinations, but I've talked to a bunch of people that...
And this was before they unleashed they opened it up to 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to get one before.
Oh, you were trying to cheat.
No. Some of the CDC pre-existing conditions were if you've been a smoker at any point in your life. So
well, you're still smoking now, so...
So that is overrated. Yeah. And then properly rated, Paul McCartney and John Lennon. I've gotten through one episode of Get Back.
Okay.
And to see those two at what is the end of their run, really.
Mm-hmm. Pretty early end of the run, too.
Yeah. Sit down and improvise music is
it's amazing.
And to have that access and watch that.
It's amazing.
Is unbelievable. And you've said it, the footage is amazing. I've got a little bit of an issue with the editing. There's some of the editing where they try to make it look like they're saying things that they're not saying. Oh. And I get it why they're doing that, but it just is kind of creepy-ish and not as, I guess, true as I think a genuine documentary would portray. But that being said, the moments we get so far, and obviously I've got two more episodes to watch, but it is so cool. And
I'm with you. I
what surprised me too about that episode is I am in my mind I'm thinking, okay, going into this, John's going to be the agitator because he's got that personality, right? Mm-hmm. He had the personality of kind of being the agitator, but he is almost like I'm not going to say a wallflower, but he is very passive.
By the way, this image that Yoko is controlling, like, she's just there. She's causing no issues.
Nope.
Many things stood out to me. The Paul George dynamic
100%
is a challenge. Paul is running the show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Paul, now some people are saying Paul's so aware of the cameras that he's very aware of his image, too. And just to see him riff with Get Back and pull that off in that period of time, it's genius.
Yeah.
It is absolute genius, and there was such a long part of my life where I was like, I'm just so Team Lennon, and that McCartney doesn't match up. I was wrong, right? And that doesn't take anything away from John Lennon, but the brilliance of McCartney.
Well,
he's absolutely.
And how about this Mel guy? Who's this Mel guy when he's playing the? He's writing yes. "Let It Be" on the piano, and this Mel is giving suggestions that actually change the song.
Yes, it's good to be Mel. All right, let's pause.
Can I sneak one in before we pause?
Yeah, real quick.
Playing off of Adam's hockey obsession, properly rated, the Minnesota Wild are going to retire Mikko Koivu's jersey on March 13th.
I'm totally fine with it.
100%.
I have no problem with that. He's their leader in so many different categories. Yeah, if you're the Montreal Canadiens, no, they're not. So no issues.
Is this their first retired jersey?
The hokey fan thing.
Oh, that. But what about number 10? What about Marion?
No.
I don't think they've done that.
No. He shouldn't be.
Shouldn't really?
No. No. It was fine for like 5 years. No. Look him up. Look at what I thought he had standards.
He's still got a lot of the offensive records.
No. I'm a no. Let us know. Should Marion, overrated Marion, get his number retired? Hell no.
Leading question. Objection.
Excellent guest on the new variant. In about 12 minutes or so, we're in the middle of overrated, underrated, properly rated. Dan, what do you have?
So I'll spin off Adam finishing there with the Beatles documentary. Now, you know I'm not a huge Beatles fan. I appreciate their role in rock history, but the music itself. But what fascinated me, you're not alone in thinking that about many things, actually. What fascinated me about the first two episodes that I watched is just the songwriting process, and this is a little bit what you guys were talking about. But to hear these iconic songs in their formative stages, as Paul's singing the verse that he has and then humming his way through the second verse that he doesn't have, and you know what the words are going to be, and they're not there yet, there's something just, I don't know, I got tingles watching that. Here's this thing that's iconic and legendary, and here's it being made. And something about that I think is just amazingly fascinating to watch.
I'm almost tempted. We just had Jimmy Jam on. But to get Jimmy on again, to say how typical is this of these brilliant individuals and how they create songs when they're riffing, how they arrive at some of the words right away, how they just come up with the tune before the lyrics all hit. Mm-hmm. But you're right. When they're just throwing other things out there and then we all know the words and how they're going to arrive, I am totally into it.
Yeah, properly rated. I absolutely, even as somebody that's not a Beatles guy, I think the documentary well worth watching. Also properly rated in the documentary department, I stumbled across a Dean Martin documentary.
Oh,
on Turner Classic.
I heard
movies,
about this. Yeah.
Called like King of Cool or something like that. It was on Turner Classic. Fantastic.
I'd love to see it.
Oh, it was great. I mean, not only is that a great character and he's had so many great phases of his career with the Jerry Lewis stuff and then the Rat Pack and then his TV career following that, but
does
to see what's,
the pain?
What's going on behind all of that at the time and how he's handling it and how this image we have of him as the boozy, fun party guy isn't really who Dean Martin was. And it was fantastic.
Well, I remember just talk about his son dying.
It talks about Dean Jr. Dino. There's a lot of great stuff in there. Definitely worth watching. Okay, I'll get to it. Overrated, my football weekend. That's probably the worst weekend of football I've ever experienced in
that's
my lifetime.
That's a tough one for you.
Football is a dumb game. I don't like it at all.
Bless you.
Yeah, bless you. Wow.
Thank you.
We're on the radio. You know, you'd be a little more.
You're 100% right about how I sort of low expectations.
Sort of.
So lower the bar.
Sort of.
And then if they clear it, then I'll say all along. I was
you could have a date with Halle Berry.
I 100% was on board. I thought Maple Grove was going to win the state championship. After they did a number on Eden Prairie and Lakeville South, who you knew was going to be really, really tough, but didn't dominate the Farmington team that they played in the semifinals, I thought, okay, this is it. Maple Grove's worked really, really hard. Excellent defense. All these skill players on offense, they're going to do it. And to watch them fight through that game, make essentially one mistake on defense that cost them, and then be a half a yard away from a first down that would have given them a shot at taking the lead as 45 seconds left in the game. It was heartbreaking. I'm so proud of my brother and my nephew for all the hard work that they put in over the course of the year. But, yeah, that was a tough one. And then for the Badgers just to lay a complete egg like that against the Gophers on Saturday was just sickening. It's terrible. I hate football. It's the dumb game. I don't know why anybody watches it. Football, overrated.
All right, I'll jump in.
Yeah.
Okay, jump around. It's a great troll. 100% a great troll. But the problem is you don't have your own song. That's it. If you had your own song, you'd play that, and that's the better way to go. You're acting like the little brother, which you are, because you have to take Big Brother's song and laugh about it.
But that's it, though. They are the little brother. They have to do that.
By now, when they listen, they've had enough moments over the last 25 years with Mason, with Kill, and with PJ. Get a song. Get your own song that you own that the students love, and then it goes from a student level to the next average age is 94.
I was going to say, there are a lot of people jumping around on that field. Probably had some sore hips the next day. Let's just put it that way.
Yes, the orthopedic doctor.
Yes.
My guy, Pat Smith, come out of retirement, Pat, and remember. But am I right? You need to get your own song.
With success comes tradition.
They've won enough games.
Oh, come on. Murray Warmath ain't coming through that door, folks. Okay? You know, Bronco Nagurski ain't coming through that door, folks.
The nonsense of the vice president buying cookware, which costs $500. By the way, a lot of people listening right now have that same cookware, including two people in this room.
It's good stuff.
It's great stuff.
Jen loves it.
Yes, so do I. Okay.
It is expensive.
It is expensive. Guess what? You'll have it for the next 30 years of your life. But the complete loss of irony when the Republicans are pointing out that the VP bought this cookware and that Joe Biden is staying at a very posh and expensive place in Nantucket, when your hero is a billionaire living in Mar-a-Lago or places named after him. I mean, do you get the irony at all? You think Don would be cutting back in one area at all if he was president during the awful inflation, which has harmed so many people?
I thought he donated his salary.
Yeah. Okay. It's just ludicrous. Kevin Hart on his pursuit of trying to become a billionaire, saying it's not about the money. Sure. Adam, it's not about the money. When I'd like to become the first billionaire, please. I got so many here. I'm trying to say, like, okay, driving. So I'm coming in, and I'm coming from 100 and looping around to downtown Minneapolis on 394. There are two lanes in this area. Not one. Two lanes to join eventually where now you're headed on 394 into downtown Minneapolis. We come down to the bottom of the ramp. This car in front of me doesn't slow dramatically. This car stopped. This car stopped where I almost hit this car. And the two cars next to me had to swerve around me or else we would have had a rear end situation. It is time for us all to get tested for our driving skills every 7 years. It is lunacy that we say prepubescent, hormone raging, Adam Carter at 16 passes the test on his seventh try, and now he's never tested again. We shouldn't, Carter. Is 7 years reasonable enough? And when you hit 70, running to what is 80, it's every 3 years or something.
Yeah, I remember when I was once young in high school, youth in government, where students would go to, you know, we used to go to the Capitol. And it was, you'd play senator and representative. And one of my bills that I introduced was more frequent testing.
100% right.
Of drivers. So I'm fully behind that option.
100% right. But the reason why it won't happen is because ageism. Older individuals vote, and they're going to push back. We'll get to more of your texts, but I want to get to our guest on time. On the variant, outstanding guest, She's coming up next on WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We are very fortunate to be joined by Dr. Celine Gounder, infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist at NYU. The concern about the new variant, what it does mean, the administration reacting with the travel restrictions, scientists, epidemiologists offering up their opinions about what we know now and what is being studied. And Dr. Gounder has been a very important voice throughout the pandemic. So great work by Dan to get the doctor on. Thank you so much on a busy, busy day, Celine, to come on. I appreciate it. Right now, from what you know about the new variant, what concerns you most and what is the biggest question that you still want to be answered?
Pleasure to be here with all of you. I think the number one message your listeners should take away from this is do not panic. There is still a lot that we're learning. There's still a lot we don't know. The three key questions that we are really looking to get answers for is one, is this virus, is Omicron immune evading? There does seem to be a signal that if you have had previous infection, the immunity you have from prior infection is far less protective against the Omicron variant. And this is what led the World Health Organization to declare this a variant of concern. How much of a decrease in vaccine-related protection remains to be seen, and that is something scientists are currently testing in the lab. We hope to at least have some preliminary results on that in about 2 weeks. The other key questions are, is this variant transmissible? That was what made the Delta variant so dangerous, is it spreads so easily from person to person. And then the third question is, does this variant, Omicron, cause more severe disease, or mm-hmm. is it milder disease? Because if it's causing milder disease, that's obviously much less concerning than if it's landing people in the hospital.
Okay, 2 weeks to find out this information. What does that say about where we're at right now? It seems to me, considering how fast the pandemic has come upon us and how powerful it is, that 2 weeks is an extraordinarily quick time. Is it? Or do you think we should get the results even quicker?
Well, 2 weeks, you know, for the first question, which is the question around immune evasion, and that will be based on laboratory testing. As I said, scientists are hard at work at getting that answer. It will take probably longer to really get answers about how transmissible is Omicron and how virulent, so how severe of disease does it cause. But these are very fast turnaround times, and that really speaks to the scientific infrastructure capabilities that have been built up over the course of the pandemic. Some of that is in the form of relationships. Some of that is just having your lab set up and ready to go as soon as you get that sample. And so I think, you know, people really should realize that this is record time in which scientists are working on these questions and getting us answers.
Dr. Celine Gounder is with us. Among her responsibilities, member of the Biden-Harris Transition COVID-19 Advisory Board. Okay, for folks who have had their booster already, whatever it might be, how confident should they feel at this time about how protected they are?
Yeah, I think one area where people have remain confused is thinking that if they have gotten a vaccine, they think of their vaccine as an on or off switch. You're immune or you're not immune. And that's not how vaccines work. Vaccines work best at a population level. So if people around you are also vaccinated, that works synergistically with the fact that you're vaccinated. As long as there is virus circulating in the community, whether it's Omicron or Delta or some other variant, that does put you at risk. We know that we're at the beginning of another surge right now. And so I would really strongly advise that people layer, you know, think about it like your winter layers. You layer other protections until we get a better handle on the situation.
So expand on that, because you probably know this. Minnesota, over the last 3 weeks, has had a positivity rate over 10, sometimes at 11%. It has been as high as any state in the nation. Our hospitals, like so many other states, are full. This has really changed over the last couple of weeks. You're talking about we're at the beginning of another surge. What does this surge tell you? And if the variant arrives here, and most people believe in some ways it's here already, what would that do to this surge?
Yeah, I mean, states like Minnesota, Michigan are some of the hardest hit right now. They were really at the beginning, the forefront of this new winter surge. No doubt Omicron is already somewhere in the U.S. Whether that is going to make this current surge worse or not really depends on some of those questions that we're still waiting on answers for.
Sure.
Is this, immune evading, more infectious, more virulent? But in the meantime, the things that are really important, I think, one, why are we having this winter surge? It's because we haven't vaccinated people nearly enough. There are too many people who are still unvaccinated, who have not gotten a single dose. And that's what's fueling much of the transmission and people landing in the hospital and sick and dying. So that has to be priority number one. But then some of the other things that we need to do, and I know people hate to hear about masking, but wearing a mask when you're indoors in public is one of the most important things you could do right now. Using those rapid tests that are now becoming available, and I know that they're still too expensive for many people, but if you can afford to, one of the places I've seen where you can get them pretty easily for $7 a piece is ihealthlabs.com, but there are others as well. Use those at least every other day when you're around friends and family over the holidays, just to keep everybody safe. Do as much as you can outdoors, open doors and windows, and buy one of those HEPA air filtration units. Put them in the living room and dining room over Thanksgiving.
Really good guest here, Dr. Celine Gounder. Infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist at NYU. Okay, on the mask situation, Mike Ostrom, he's on with me every Wednesday, and we've had a lot of conversations about masks. And I asked him recently, with what's going on here in Minnesota, should we have a mask mandate? And he said, let's be honest, not enough people would wear the mask. Even if a mandate was offered up, people have reached a decision. He doesn't agree with it, but people have reached a decision. They're just not going to wear masks moving forward. What do you say to those folks who feel like that in their mind that they've moved past it? What can you say to try to convince them?
Yeah, and by the way, this is sort of a testament to COVID time. I said use those tests during Thanksgiving, and we're obviously past Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But time is a blur. Yeah, Mike is a friend and colleague, and I agree with him. I think people have this mindset that when I don't have to wear a mask, that's when the pandemic's over. I am so over it. I just need to move on. And I don't think mandates are the solution here. I think mandates entrench people in their resistance. But I do think we need to figure out some way to shift the culture. And it's not just about COVID, right? Like you go to places like the San Francisco Bay Area and they have purple and red days where the air quality is so bad from wildfire smoke that they wear N95s. There are other parts of the country where you're dealing with high pollen counts and other kinds of pollution that lead to asthma and COPD exacerbations, emphysema exacerbations. And so there are many reasons that mask wearing in places at certain times makes sense for certain people. I think one way might be to incorporate this into your, local weather forecast, that today is a purple day, a really dangerous day. Think about wearing a mask for a whole host of reasons.
Last thing, if it turns out that Moderna, Pfizer, J&J have to modify their vaccines because of it. And we need to see what happens. You've emphasized this. Don't panic. Let's let time dictate this. How difficult of a challenge will that be for the vaccine? And again, let me go back to the person who's already, let's say it's Moderna. They've had their two. They had a booster. Will they have to potentially go back and get a fourth shot if it turns out that their vaccine needs to be adapted for Omicron?
Yeah, you know, I do think if we are seeing that this is a truly immune-evading variant, that Omicron is immune-evading, I do think we are going to need second-generation COVID vaccines, and that we will push everybody to get that second-generation vaccine. The good news is that the mRNA vaccines in particular, so Pfizer and Moderna, you can think of it like a Lego piece that you flip out and you put in another color Lego. It's a lot easier to retool and update those vaccines. And so we're looking at basically about 3 months to turn that around and to start manufacturing in quantity. So, you know, I think that's good news. I think we're in a pretty good place if we need to do that.
Dr. Gardner, on a day when I'm sure you pulled a number of different ways, thank you very much for coming on and providing us with such important information.
Oh, my pleasure. Stay safe and be healthy.
You also. Dr. Celine Gounder, infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist at NYU, also member of the Biden-Harris Transition COVID Advisory Board, and has multiple podcasts out there, Epidemic and American Diagnosis. Anytime you want to react, you certainly can. 651-461-9226.
So the other night on the House floor was not my first Jihad Squad moment. So I was getting into an elevator with one of my staffers. And he and I we're leaving the Capitol, we're going back to my office, and we get in the elevator, and I see a Capitol police officer running hurriedly to the elevator. I see fret all over his face, and he's reaching, and I'm like, what? I can't, the door's shutting, like, I can't open it. Like, what's happening? I look to my left, and there she is, Ilhan Omar. Oops. And I said, well, she doesn't have a backpack. We should be fine. So we only had one floor to go, and I was like, should I say it or not? I looked over, and I said, oh, look, the Jihad Squad decided to show up for work today. Don't worry, it's just her staffers on Twitter that talk for her. She's not tough in person. She doesn't, yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.